Now we turn to the major work of this program, the Sonata No. 4 of Sophie Carmen Eckhardt Grammette. It was composed over the course of 1927 through 1931. Grammette wrote 6 piano sonatas, and this is my personal favorite. It is, as are all her sonatas, tremendously demanding for the performer. It demands virtuosity and lyricism, and we're going to hear a fabulous performance by Marc-André Hamelin, who brings both those qualities to the music. Eckhardt Grammette was born in Moscow in 1899. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15, and by the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. She married the expressionistic painter Walter Grammette in 1920. They moved to Spain, where Pablo Casals became her mentor. In 1925, she went on a concert tour as duo pianist with Edwin Fischer. After the death of her husband in 1929, she toured the United States, performing to critical acclaim her compositions for piano and for violin with Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia and Frederick Stock in Chicago. She gave up her performing career in 1930 to devote herself to composition. She married again and lived in Berlin, in Vienna for 15 years, and finally moved to Winnipeg. In 1970, she was awarded the honorary doctorate from Brandon University, Manitoba, as well as the title professor by the Viennese Minister of Education. In 1974, she was the first Canadian composer to receive the Diplôme d'Honneur of the Canadian Conference of the Arts. Her life was the subject of a 2-hour CBC documentary that year. The piano sonata No. 4 is subtitled Die Befreite Sonata. In other words, the sonata set free, and I think it has been, really. It's in 4 movements: Allegro agitato e con fuoco, Nocturne, which is lento, La corrida de ratos del campo, which I think means the rats running around in the country, Prestissimo e molto preciso, and Preciso.
Thank you.